This standing, organized by the Virginia-based group Americans for Prosperity, was the first public rally of support for Walker's plan. Many held signs chiding teachers for protesting instead of working this week and calling the 14 Democratic state senators who fled the state children. Daniel Hintz of Delafield said he supports Walker's plan 100%. He said voters who chose Walker over Democrat Tom Barrett last November feel the same way.
That's why he was voted in, because the rest of Wisconsin supports him. In 1.2 million votes, Barrett had a million.
Hintz held a sign asking why he should fund government worker pensions when he doesn't get one.
When I put my own money into my own IRA, my work will match it in a 401k. Why should the taxpayer have to pay for their pension?
But unions and their supporters say it's not the pay and benefits the governor wants to take away that bothers them. Cambridge teacher George Snyder says it's all about the right to bargain, a right he says should not be taken away.
Why should we be special? Because we bargained for this right. We won the right. If they want the right, they should go after it.
Snyder and other union supporters jammed the streets around the Capitol in a crowd that dwarfed the counter-protest. Capitol Police estimated the entire crowd between both rallies was 55,000 strong. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.